Welcome to the New Marketing Show Bonus Edition, brought to you by Trinity Web Media, trinitywebmedia.com. Hey everyone, welcome to a bonus edition of the New Marketing Show, the podcast where we talk about how effective marketing solves business problems. Today, we're going to have a conversation about identifying influencers for influencer marketing. And I have my co-host, as always, Kevin Eberle, and we're joined by Trinity Web Media's developer, Nate Baldwin. What's up, guys?
Happy to be here.
Hey, Greg.
So what do you guys think about influencer marketing? What do you think one of the key ways is to identify who's an influencer and a mover and shaker in your industry?
I think before you try to identify anyone outside of your industry or anybody in your industry, I think you really need to take a good long look at who you are and what brands you are going to align with in, you know, as far as culture, beliefs, values, things that are bigger picture than just business.
Right. If your brand's not congruent with the people that you're working with, then there's going to cause some kind of disconnect and dissension that, and it's not going to work.
And in essence, you are who you work with. Who you choose to do business, that's who you are.
Yeah. Like it or not.
Yeah. Better or worse.
Yeah, for better or worse, right? Something like that. But one of the things that I've always turned to, you know, conferences and Twitter, and let's see who's speaking. Let's see who's talking intelligently about the topics that we're passionate about, and who are mover and shaker then. Who's talking about things in our space? You know, I've identified a bunch of people like Carlos Gill, friend of mine from LA, Ted Rubin, you know, another influencer marketing, you know, Jay Bear, you know, guys like that I've known and worked with in the past. You know, they're all movers and shakers within the marketing industry, and I love their message, but I don't know if they are necessarily influencers in our space of small business marketing. What do you guys think of that?
Absolutely.
Well, if I could touch on it, I'd say 10 years ago, celebrity was another word for influencers, but nowadays, it's people in your field, and it's people that have that influence on other people, and I would talk about YouTube and the different influencers that are on there. According to our friends over at Sprout Social, they calculated that about 70% of teenage users on YouTube, they only trust those influencers on YouTube, not actual celebrities.
Sure.
So it correlates with the thought that the influencers that have really gained power aren't celebrities. They're people within the industry.
Yeah, and that makes perfect sense because, like, when I see a celebrity talking about how passionate they are about this marketing product or, you know, and let's even say celebrities within our industry, you know, there are those AA plus people in our industries, the Seth Godins and the Gary Vaynerchuks and guys like that who all started out the way that we did, you know, and not so much Gary and Seth, you know, per se, but like if I see Joe Montana talking about XYZ social, I'm going to say, okay. Yeah, Joe Montana is a hell of a quarterback, but what the fuck does he know about social media? And like, how much are they paying him to pimp this product to lend his name to it? You know, so exactly what you said, like, I like to identify with people who look and behave. I don't want to say act because we all act up from time to time, but like, you know, they act like us, you know, when it comes to business.
I find that incredibly interesting that the rise of the popularity of social media and how much time we spend on it over the last 10 years coincides with us trusting subject matter experts and personalities that we can agree, you know, we can kind of see ourselves in and identify with over celebrities that, you know, you may not have that much in common.
Exactly.
Yeah. And what it is that, you know, you never want to be the smartest person in the room. You know, I'm fortunate enough that I'm never the smartest guy in the room. Right? Yeah. So, okay, you guys, hold
the problem we all might be familiar with. That's all right.
But you know what I mean? Like, you don't want to be the smartest person in the room because then you're not learning anything and you're not, and nobody is influencing you. You know, it's okay to give back and all that, but like, there are people that I've identified in our market that are influencers that I think they're fucking assholes. Sure. And I want nothing to do with our company being aligned with them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And, what that is like, we want to make sure that you align. Again, just like you said, Kevin, you are who you do business with and you are who your clients are. You know what I mean? And what happens is if you don't vibe and everything isn't working well with one another, with what their initiatives are, with your initiatives are, nobody's really influencing anybody, right?
Absolutely. That makes perfect sense. And, you know, When you're talking about the smartest guys in the room, you know, you got to be careful. Gibney might make a documentary about you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that is the great Enron documentary, the smartest guys in the room.
Guys in the room may not always make sense.
No, I think that they're either, you know, those guys are either dead or in prison right now. But I think that with influencer marketing, and you guys take this one by one, like agree or disagree. I think that influencer marketing, everybody has an opportunity through democratizing the web, like WordPress has, democratizing audio and broadcast like YouTube and iTunes have. I think everybody has an opportunity to influence somebody else. True. What do you think?
No, I would say that's exactly right, especially in modern day, of course, with all the platforms we have. But then again, I would say that popularity doesn't necessarily correlate with engagement. So
right.
I'd say that, you know, we have all these platforms, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we all have an equal chance of, you know, becoming that influencer. You know, you have to align yourself with it within the industry.
And not every platform is right for everybody.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You know, like, you know, you might have a perfect face for podcasts, but not a face for video. You know what I mean? Just something like that. Where, you know, you might have that radio face.
That's the nicest thing you said to me all week, right?
I didn't say that to you. I wasn't pointing fingers at it. If you're going to own it, own it. But I'm saying, you know, you may not every platform is going to resonate with your audience. And not everybody is, you're not going to be able to influence everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It, you know, back to like Zen or Taoism. If you try to influence everybody, you're influencing nobody.
Sure.
Type of thing. You know, Kev, what do you think about that?
As far as influencer goes, you know, influencers go, I really think you need to look and examine, you know, hey, does this even make sense? How many times do you see late night 2-3 a.m. pitches and, you know, crappy commercials with, you know, like you said, you know, an ex quarterback, you know, pitching a dog park. I don't know. It doesn't make sense. But if they were talking about something for pain relief or a methodology that kind of went in line with their expertise and what they know with true experience, to me, that's way more believable.
Yeah. There was a time in my life I used to see a lot of those 3-4 a.m. infomercials, but that's a whole nother talk show. But they never influenced me for anything. But I guess in wrapping up, you can identify influencers. And an influencer in your marketing space can be anyone around you that you align with. And what do you have to wrap up with, Nate?
I'd say the final word, make sure influencers truly fit in your plans and who you are and your strategy and your goals and who your target audience is. Make sure.
I couldn't agree more.
Excellent. Hey, everyone. Thank you for listening to the bonus edition of the New Marketing Show. And if you like what you hear, check us out on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, wherever you can find your podcast, and leave us a rating and review. Till next time, we'll talk to you guys later.